Georgia Senate rejects education bill for illegals. By Neil Munro on March 15, 2022. The Georgia Senate has blocked a draft bill that would have sent taxpayer funds to illegal migrants, says D.A. King, an activist for pro-American bills. Senate Bill 601 was voted down about 2:10 in the afternoon here in Georgia, and I'm extremely happy and very proud, said D.A. King, the founder of the Dustin Inman Society, which advocates for pro-American immigration policies. The bill was backed by the GOP leaders, including State Senator Butch Miller, R49, who is the Senate President pro tempore. Miller is also a candidate for the Republican nomination in the state's pending lieutenant gubernatorial election. I can tell you, them being hammered with enough facts on the illegal immigration angle and the facts that the students in the country illegally could easily be put in private school while American citizens were skipped over, King added. Having illegal alien parents in charge of not only disbursement of the money, but oversight of the expenses, did not help them. The legislation would have created a small-scale school choice program for all students, including illegal migrant youths. The bill also allowed illegal immigrants to play a role in overseeing the funding. However, the program would have been funded by appropriated funds, so minimizing the scale and benefit to ordinary Americans who are seeking to escape the government-run schools, especially in less populated rural districts. Advocates for the bill declined to include language that would exclude illegal migrants from the funding stream, King said. The language in the bill was drawn from legislation drafted by an advocacy group, the American Federation for Children. The group's website says its research director works with the pro-migration business-based Cato Institute. Corey DeAngelis is the National Director of Research at the American Federation for Children, the Executive Director at Educational Freedom Institute, an adjunct scholar at Cato Institute, and a senior fellow at Reason Foundation. I would urge every other state which is considering school choice bills from the American Federation for Children to take a close look and see how much at risk they are putting the American students because of illegal immigration, King said. King helped to block a matching bill in the Georgia House, so the push is likely dead for 2022. Breitbart has covered the immigration debate in the GOP-run, business-dominated Georgia legislature.